It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, in recent years, we have seen a growing commitment from our supporters who want to ensure that more industries are expanded and created in the United States of America. Through their purchasing power, a growing number of Americans have been making it known that we can continue to be a sales point for foreign merchandise without having a reasonable selection of American-made products for customers to choose from. After years of promoting no less than a 50% balance of what is sold in America being made in America, America's consumers agree with our message and are speaking up and spending more of their dollars on items made and assembled in America. With your support, the Buy American Made campaign seeks to restore a nation of multi-skilled workers with the capability of producing no less than 50% of the items presently sold in America. To make this happen, supporters have been contacting national and local leaders and also business owners. Our road has not been easy, but we realize that after 30 years of outsourcing and the loss of jobs for American workers, our efforts are a long walk up a steep hill. But as they often say, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. As we work to make more positive changes come about, I encourage you to network with family, friends, and neighbors and let them know where you find American-made products and encourage them to shop there as well. Businesses selling predominantly foreign-made products must see that America's consumers are walking away from their stores because they are not offering enough American-made items to customers. Thanks for your participation and for spreading the word. You can email me your comments and suggestions to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihosh every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.